This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump continues to lash out at Democrats overseeing an impeachment inquiry. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In the Oval Office and then the East Room with Finland's leader by his side, the president was visibly angry at House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff.
They should look at him for treason.
Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
And reporters who pressed him on the probe.
You know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
The president did not say yes or no when asked if he'd cooperate with a House request for documents on Ukraine. Schiff said earlier Congress would not look kindly on any more stonewalling.
Will be considered as evidence of obstruction.
And also warned the president against any efforts to intimidate the whistleblower at the probe's heart or any other witnesses. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border, but most other details are scarce. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals, which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At a memorial marking a year since journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder shocked the world, his fiancée still has more questions than answers. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Despite the global outcry, Khashoggi's bereaved fiancée still awaits justice, with more questions than answers. The whereabouts of his body, dismembered after he was tortured. And above all, who ordered Khashoggi's killing and why? He was last seen entering the consulate to get papers for his wedding to Cengiz Hatice. A U.S. Senate resolution blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A UN report has called for him to be investigated. Bin Salman said last week he bears ultimate responsibility, but he denies ordering the killing of Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist who had criticized the prince.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. More from Mike Hempen with the AP.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A private survey says that U.S. companies added a modest 135,000 jobs in the month of September. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more details.
Payroll processor ADP says hiring is slowing as the trade war takes a toll on the economy and employers grow cautious. While they say there are a few signs of widespread layoffs, companies' demand for labor, which pushed average monthly hiring to 225,000 last year, has waned in the past 6 months. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, which compiles the data, said that about one-fifth of the U.S. economy is essentially in recession. That includes manufacturing, farming, and transportation. Shelley Adler, Washington.
North Korea said Thursday it had successfully test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea to contain external threats and bolster self-defense ahead of fresh nuclear talks with the United States. The launch on Wednesday was the most provocative by the North since it resumed dialogue with the United States in 2018, and a reminder that Pyongyang of the weapons capability it has been aggressively developing. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.